Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster with you on this Thursday. Happy to have Tommy in. Tommy, since we've last talked, which has been a few months, you've had some life changes.
I have.
VP for the Wichita Thunder, what does that role look like, and how are things going here out of the gates for Wichita's hockey team?
Yeah, so I started with the Thunder about 3 months ago. I work in ticket sales, oversee the ticket sales department, oversee the marketing for the team. The Thunder, man, are on a roll right now. Tied for first place in the Mountain Division in the ECHL, tied with the Utah Grizzlies. The Thunder, they've won, they're 8-1-1 in their last 10 games, if that tells you anything about how the Thunder's playing right now. They won on an overtime shootout against Iowa, the first ever matchup against the Iowa Heartlanders in Iowa last night. And so, things are going really well for the Thunder right now. Of course, you know, the team plays at Intrust Bank Arena, and we're trying to pack the house each and every game.
Yeah, how's that going? I love Thunder games. We joke around the office now. I really wish we could figure out to have hockey in the summertime, right? I wish the Thunder could play in the summer. How has it gone? We know Thunder fans, the diehards are crazy. Are you guys seeing a lot of support this year? It seems like things have been going pretty good.
Yeah, you know, the team had a lot of success last year, made it to the playoffs. And you know, the one thing I've learned over the last couple of months working with the Thunder is, like you just mentioned, how diehard Thunder fans are. They love their team. They love the players. You know, they'll support the team through good times and bad. Right now, we're in really good times for Thunder hockey. The team's playing really, really well. And so well, a couple of players, you know, just got called up to the AAA affiliate in Bakersfield. Of course, the Thunder, for those that don't know, affiliated with the Edmonton Oilers and the NHL. And so Tim Soderlund and Matteo Gennaro called up to Bakersfield just the other day. So, you know, that's the thing is that, you know, I think sometimes people don't really recognize or don't know that the team is affiliated with an NHL franchise in the same way that the Wind Surge affiliated with the Minnesota Twins. They're bringing players up. You know, you see players that have a lot of success that are doing really well. You know, there's a good chance that they're going to be called up, and you may even see them in the NHL.
Yeah, we love to see that, and it is fun, man. I enjoy it every time I go to a game. I love hockey live. Like, just live hockey is one of the real fun sports experiences. You know, we hope as we transition here in the spring/summer, we'll be able to watch baseball live. A lockout today, and I get it. It's a part of business. It's fine. If baseball, though, didn't learn its lesson from public perception after the negotiations on the COVID season, which were much more complicated, in my opinion, and trickier to navigate, it's amazing to me that sometimes baseball can't get out of its own way. Like, and I get it. A lifetime ago, there were lockouts, it seems like, every year, right? Before you and I graced this planet, I think, Tommy, but it was. I remember the strike of the mid-90s that took a season away.
Yeah.
And I also remember how, if not for the steroid era, that may have crushed baseball. The strike crushed the NHL, in my opinion.
Sure.
Like, I think the NHL became immensely less popular after the strike of whatever, the early 2000s. I think baseball was threatened by it, and, you know, a steroid era saved the game. I've said that forever. Think what you want about it, but the home run chase of McGuire and Sosa and then into Bonds saved the game. So I think that they're going to get this deal done, but what baseball never understands is that people care far less about baseball in their daily lives as a general statement than the country used to. I love baseball. I'll watch baseball every day. If the Rangers / Royals are competitive, I'll watch them almost every day. There aren't a lot of people like me anymore. So when you sit here and you say you lock out, like I'm a baseball guy. I don't care. If they don't start playing in April, I'm going to find something else to do. There's plenty to do. It's not 1978 anymore. Like, you got to understand, read the room, baseball. Figure out a way to do these negotiations behind closed doors. On the player's side, and I know it's not fair because these are just examples of contracts, but I'm speaking for the general public who doesn't understand the intricacies of labor disputes, right? We just saw Corey Seager sign a $320 million contract. Do you think you're going to garner sympathy from people who are recovering from a pandemic crippled economy and garner up a lot of, you know, oh man, these players are so mistreated for ownership? The same thing goes for ownership. Do you think you're going to garner any sympathy when we all know revenue and TV deals are at an incredible high? Do you think anybody's going to care that you can't find a way to get it figured out with the players? And we know how you treated minor league baseball players like crap, right? Forever. And, like, it's just read the room. Read the room. You're going to drive yourself to apathy to the public, and that's the worst place you can be.
I mean, the way that I see it is that, you know, where I'll disagree with you a little bit is that I do think the strike in 94 ruined baseball. You mentioned people that paid attention to Major League Baseball every day. I think a lot of them stopped doing that in 1994. Yeah, the home run chase in 98, that, you know, got people back, but it didn't get everybody back. And I think the biggest thing that, you know, you can look at from that strike back in 94 is the fact that there was no sympathy for either side. And I think that's what's going to happen if this drags on, is that nobody is looking at this. No casual fan is looking at this and saying, oh, I side with the players or I side with the owners. Nobody wins. You know, the average fan, they just want baseball. They're not going to take sides. They just want to watch their favorite team. And so it's December 2nd. I don't particularly care right now, but I will in February. I will in March if there's no spring training. I will in April if there's no games. So there's some time to get it worked out. I just wish that all the posturing would go away, but it is what it is.
Don't you think you'll just move on to some degree, though?
You know,
like, you're not going to sit around and wait like you would have in 1994.
Yeah, I'll move on, but I'll be upset about it. I mean, you know, think about...
Oh, I'll be upset. Don't get me wrong. I'll be crushed. I hate it. I hate that we're even having this, but this does an immense amount of damage in a world where there's 1,000 things to do. We all have other priorities. Like, nobody's going to sit around and wait on billionaires arguing with millionaires. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that it has to get to this point. I think the lockout, you know, and everything, like I saw Major League Baseball pulled the pictures and bios off the websites of the current players.
So
it's stupid.
Stupid.
It's stupid. Just get it figured out. Just get it worked out.
I don't know if anybody's ever been more tone deaf than Rob Manfred.
Yeah.
And maybe that serves the owners well. I don't know. But again, from a fan's perspective, I don't really care. Just, you better figure it out, baseball, because if you go away, there won't be as many people waiting for you as there was a lifetime ago, a generation ago. They'll just leave. They won't come back. We're baseball fans. I would be crushed without it. Most people, I don't know how much they'll care. You know? That's just the way it is. 869-1240. We're going to turn the page. We'll talk to our friend Chelsea Messenger, her favorite football bets of the week and anything else. We'll do that when we come back. We have On This Day in Sports History coming up in hour number two as well. If you missed anything on the show, we'll get back into the Shockers, but you can always go back and listen to us. Download the Odyssey app. You can listen to KFH Radio from anywhere live, or you can find our podcast. Make sure you favorite the KFH page on that app to listen in. Hour number two of Sports Daily coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.